Bravo 8, Romeo West Andy, S 985. Morning, Dave, NAWRO.
Morning, sir. How's the day going?
Not too bad. Pretty much loaded up and ready to go. I was going to head out there so I can get out there by about 11.
All right, good stuff. Good stuff. Yeah, I've got to stop before real quick. I'm going to grab some keys. I got a couple jugs of water. And chocolate lemonade. So I think it's gonna be a good day.
Looking forward to it. You did get the odd question over the air, but you did get the plasticware.
Yes, I did. I did. Thank you. Appreciate you grabbing that.
All right. Copy that, Dave. I will see you there. NAWRO.
Sounds good, sir. Sounds good. We'll see you there. Drive safe and looking forward to it. We meet while you're in Canada.
This is N9 DOA Mobile.
Alpha Delta 8, Alpha Delta, testing.
Hi, Taylor. It's me, Tom, W8FIK. Sing for me.
WACKG, Gus.
What's you up to, Mikey? W-A-Y-R-C.
Oh, about 2 feet too short for my weight.
Yeah, well, can't have everything. So, just popped in here for a second and turned the radio on, and there you were. So, must have been a... Must be meant to be, right? Oh, it's a little chilly on the weather there. I noticed it keeps dropping. But next week is supposed to warm up again, so hey, I'll take it.
I can handle that. Hey, are you working the antenna at the top of your tower?
Yeah, I am. That's receive.
It was, are you tied into the repeater system? I know they were doing some remote stuff.
Yeah, I have a receiver site here at my house. I'm on top of my Diamond 510. So, and there's some other ones, but for up here, this is it, I guess, for now, until we figure out what we're going to do.
I was just going to check and see if you could hear me simplex up here. I'm coming into Guilford on the Guilford frequency, but I know there's a bunch of voters and receivers, different receiver sites. I'm up here on the hill up in Vassar.
I didn't hear you on my other antenna that I'm on right now. But I don't mean anything.
I'm running a lot of power. I'm only running 25 watts, but I've got a 7500 super gainer. I got a 7900 in the back seat, but I haven't put it together and tuned it in. And I keep putting those on there because they hit everything, and those cheap Chinese ones only get two or three hits before they're done.
Yeah, I see you on, I see you on the Guilford. That's the only one I see you on the computer. Me, I'm hitting Mayville, Burnside, and actually, here, so, yeah, that's, the only one. I was trying to find out, frequency for, like, south of, Cadillac. We need something over that way, too. I don't know which one. I don't think Guilford would do that, but I go camping over there on the west side there, south of Cadillac, about 15 miles. I'd like to have something over that way.
See there for a second. I had a little bit of commotion going on. I got it. Have you ever messed with those antennas, Mike, the 7500 and the 7900 Super Gainer?
No, I don't know anything about them.
Hoping it tracks on both bands, because it's showing long on UHF and VHF. I've got a couple more pieces laying around. I think I'm going to chop one down separately and try it out and see if it can get me a little flatter across the center of the band where I want to be.
Yeah, the only thing I have is a G5RV for talking around the world and diamond antennas. So I got diamond for every radio I got, so that's the only thing I've ever bought. I can't say that. No, years ago, I had a 11-element beam I made. That thing worked so good.
Lost the stupid radio again. I gotta set up something more permanent. Yeah, I got a couple of different beam antennas and rotor boxes and controllers and stuff. I just really need to get all my stuff in a pile and put a couple of working stations together.
Yeah, I haven't been on much. I've got almost, October when I go back up north. I'll have like 30 days of camping in this year, so haven't been around too much.
Town you go near up north?
South of Cadillac is Tustin. My brother-in-law got 120 acres up there. We go back there by the pond, about a half mile back in the woods. I mean, I don't know, that far, but seems like it. And there's another 100 and some acres state land right next to it. We go up there, camp out, eat generators, and bring our own water and all that.
Yeah, my ma had a couple properties up around Everett, not too far from there.
And my brother-in-law had some property there in Everett, and I think he sold that, but pretty sure he did. And ended up with this other property. So, yeah, I like free camping. It's fun.
Up there, I used to live in Mancelona.
Up there, Everett and Farwell and Marion. My dad, I guess, was born in Marion. But, yeah, we used to go that way quite a bit when I was a kid. That's where our family reunion was, in Marion Park. But I had one of them in many years.
A lot of fishing places up there. Farwell, I got some friends that live up around that way.
Yeah, the great aunt that was principal, I guess she was. She lives in a stone house right there by the school. She was principal forever. And she's gone now, but yeah, it's pretty cool. We went to that stone house. Couldn't find out all the years we thought she owned it, she was renting. So I don't bother my mind. I think when she passed, I thought, oh, one of the family members is going to get this house. Nope, it's renting.
I've seen Stranger Things. Yeah, time flies by.
I bought my.
You figured it's going to be a family cookout over the morsels that are left. And
not going to need it.
Come
yet,
to find out. Hey, we left a bunch of debt and a half dead dog.
But I couldn't find it in my vest. Oh no, what'd I do with it? It was in my shack. I found it, so it's charging for future use.
Doubled when you guys cracking a joke about you think that you know, somebody lives there forever and works forever all the time, and then they pass on and come to find out they got a bunch of debt and a half dead dog to leave behind.
Oh yeah, I don't think she had much. You know, she didn't seem to anyway. Must have had some money somewhere. I mean, it doesn't look like she ever spent it, you know, or a new car or anything like that. I think her husband passed, you know, years ago, so I don't know what the status was or who got it, but I did get a check from her. You know, I think she passed it out, whatever she had, she put it up, you know, many different ways, but I think it was like $3,000, so, you know, I don't know, but $3,000 more than I had.
Well, I'm beginning to think that's probably the best way to do things. I had a relative that did that, and I was kind of shocked. And I thought, you know, better that than everything. Everything gets to go through probate. And then Uncle Scam sticks her hand out for 50%.
Yeah, I heard putting things in a trust is a whole lot better way to go. That way it keeps probate out.
I'll, especially if I know it's coming, I'll hand everything out and leave with nothing.
Yeah, my parents didn't have nothing to hand off, so I wasn't one of them ones that inherited, you know, nothing. So, yeah, it didn't work out good for me. I know some people, oh, they only left me $2.5 million. No, 2.5 cents maybe.
$25 of nothing.
Yep, that's about the truth. All right, I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to go back to, what was I doing? Oh, I got that battery charging, but I got a couple things I want to look up here. I'm trying to get my T-Mobile to cooperate with Netflix. My wife said, I want Netflix. Well, I can add it on there. It's free for T-Mobile users, but for some reason, it's not cooperating.
Get at it. I got to jump out and pump gas here. It's 297. I don't know what it's averaging down there, but up here in Vassar, it's 297. Trying to get over this lung and sinus infection I got. I got the, what is that nose spray stuff? I use the Afrin that dries my nasal stuff up, but I just keep coughing up chunks of stuff, and it started as a sore throat, and it dropped. And I'll be glad when it's over with. 7-3, Team 8-0, Ollie.
All right, Mike. Yeah, you sounded a little under the weather there. I was going to mention that, but anyway. 7-3, have a good evening. WAYRC.
KBUYX, Myron.